That's our first spin. It's going to spin like this for a while. Sounds like it should be taking off, but it's just spinning. It's chattering a little bit on the slow spin. Ah. Something else about this machine. It doesn't have a brake for the spinner, so it's just going to coast down until it comes to a stop. But something interesting is going to happen whilst it's doing that. Like I was saying before, the load might be a bit off balance because I'm hearing a bit of a chattering, so I tried. The water started up. And as you may be able to hear, this is still just coasting down to a stop from the spin. So this is the rinse cycle. I'm not sure why the water stopped. Now you may hear that little humming. It's pulsing the spin motor off and on. It's doing, this is the rinse part of it. It's kind of rinsing and spinning at the same time. Just turns it on every once in a while to move the clothing around slowly whilst the water's coming down on top of it. And just the particular guy in me, I would have thought the water could have kept going while it decided that it was going to work the spin motor. I'll cheat, I'll just duck down a bit so we can hear from the bottom of the machine. That's a spin motor. It's not as clear from up top. Snuck up on me. It's draining. I had the machine on pause, but essentially it stopped filling, and this is the rinse water going out. It didn't fill up full when it was rinsing and spinning, so it took very little time for the drain water to come out, and you're hearing little splashes. Which is essentially just dripping off the clothing. I think it's now... Yeah, it's going to spin. Just a bit to start with, and then it'll really take off. I suspect this pause is so that water again drips off the clothing. Yep, confirmed, I can hear it dripping. And we have liftoff. This part of the spin cycle sounds smoother than the last one, so perhaps it was able to balance the clothing. I should point out that it wasn't horribly out of balance. The machine wasn't exactly shaking. It just sometimes makes a bit of a chattering noise like it was doing. Now this is interesting. We're going to coast to a complete stop. And then it's going to go into a higher speed spin. Pumps on again, probably getting rid of the water. And this is the high speed spin. I'm going to mention while this is going on something else I forgot to mention. The manual is kind of unique in this one. It talks about different sounds you might hear. And that's one thing it says, is that this doesn't sound like the washers that would would have been built before. And that's certainly true. But I find it interesting that a manual aimed at the general public is going to focus on the sounds. And they also point out in this manual that even though you press the pause button and you want to be able to get at, you know, let's say you want to get at your laundry, if it's just filling, you could probably do it fairly quickly, but if it's going at a high-speed spin like this, it would have to coast to a complete stop before releasing the lid, so... went online and discovered that a few people got impatient about that and broke their lid latches and had to have repairs done. So, inadvisable to disturb the cycle at this point. I can't see why one would anyways. Now, something interesting. The drain pump has stopped. And the spin motor's still going. I suspect that's in an effort to sort of save the pump. Besides which, at this point, there's not a lot of water coming off the clothing. That's the spin motor shutting down, and it's gonna coast to a stop pretty much. So that's almost the end of the wash cycle. Or not the, well, yeah, the normal wash cycle. There's a lot of options on here. There's a, of course, permanent press, which is now referred to as casual. Delicates. There's a special cycle solely dedicated to cleaning the machine, in which it fills a little bit higher than normal, and you have to use hot water with it, and sort of add bleach or washing machine cleaner. That's interesting. There's also things like a super cycle and a heavy-duty version of that. And there's a special one dedicated to just spinning and rinsing. So if you had something that, well, you got way too much soap on it or what have you, you could just set it up with this cycle and it would do much as it did when it was rinsing here. It would start filling and then just slowly working the spinner. That's the drain pump catching the last of the drippings. And at last, the lid has unlocked. And that's the end of the normal cycle. Next boo, we'll be talking about the dryer.